this is such a big thing that we wish that research had, you know, revealed obviously many years sooner. But I think cannabis is the key to women's satisfaction and ability to deal with stress in modern life moving forward in perpetuity.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. In most scenarios, I consider myself an early adopter. Like, I'm not afraid to try the latest tech or trend and to figure out if it has a place in my life and business. But that said, one thing that I waited on for a while was CBD. The boom of CBD in pop culture made me pause. What is it? How does it impact my health and wellness? Is it safe? Is it a drug? What benefits could it bring to my life? How do I know which brands are using top quality ingredients and not just selling potions with empty promises? The founders of Equilibria saw how CBD impacted their own lives and wellness, and they also saw an opportunity to support women while answering the many questions that surrounded the cannabis-based product. I am so excited to have Coco Mears and Marcy Capron Vermillion on the podcast to talk about the once taboo topic of cannabis and CBD and why they started a CBD company dedicated to supporting and helping women with their stressors and pain. This is CBD 101 with the founders of Equilibria. Let's dive on in. Thanks to Purple for supporting my show. Your Purple mattress really is comfort for an uncomfortable world. Get 10% off any order of $200 or more by going to purple.com/golddigger10. Promo code golddigger10. Terms apply. All right. I am so excited to have two incredible founders on the show today. Marcy and Coco, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast.
Thank you, Jenna. Amazing to be here. This mission of empowering women and seeing women succeed is very near and dear to our hearts. So awesome to be here with you.
Oh, we were laughing so hard before we hit record. I need to just get in the practice of hitting record right away because we were talking about the origins of our names and everything that comes with a name as I am in the state of thinking of naming my next child, which is such a challenge. But let's dive on in to Equilibria. So I am a fan and a customer, and I am so excited to hear a little bit about how your paths and passions cross and how you decided to create Equilibria.
All right. Well, I'll kick it off a little, but and then Marcy, you know, can inspire us with her story, which was really the beginning of it all. But, you know, my whole life, really, working life has been focused on women and on wellness. So I started out my career at L'Oreal in New York and then in Paris, and then moved back to the US and fell in love with entrepreneurship. Startups, I got bit by the startup bug really hard and just fell in love with the promise that you could build something that you believed in and, you know, kind of drop everything to solve a problem that you felt was worthy of solving. So the first one that my first company was called Pretty Quick, and it was a marketplace for salon and spa booking. So kind of like Open Table for beauty. You'd say, oh, I need a no chip manicure. I need a bikini wax. I need an eyebrow tint. Whatever you needed, you'd go and you'd be able to book it instantly. Well, I was having trouble in Chicago. This was early in kind of mobile tech scene here, finding developers and tech talent that really understood this problem. I'd go around to all of these different startup, you know, events, and I'd say, you know, to the mostly male engineers and developers in the room, you know, guys, when you want to book a bikini wax and you just can't find anything, and they'd look at me like I had three heads and turn the other way. And then thank goodness my paths crossed with Marcy a long time ago there in 2010. So we've been building digital products and solutions together since then. Marcy, as an engineer and a digital product person here in town, had a consulting firm that helped startups build their first products. So Marcy was our first sort of outside CTO at my first company pretty quick before we brought tech in-house. So that's the origin of our relationship. And I'll just fast forward and say that I grew and exited that company in 2015. I've been actively investing in women, in female founders, and in consumer businesses since then. I'm a really big believer in writing checks and truly showing support to women who have promising business ideas. And so the minute I left Groupon, who acquired my company, I thought, I gotta reconnect with Marcy. She's so smart. She always has her finger on the pulse of the next thing. What's she working on? And can I back her next play? Mm-hmm. So that sets us up for a conversation that happened in the spring of 2018. And Marcy, why don't you take it from there?
Yeah, so I was coming off an exit too. So as Coco mentioned, I was running a consulting firm that acted basically as a technical co-founder for non-technical folks like Coco who had really great ideas. So I sold that in 2017 and I fell into a pit of research because I had been in a kayaking accident. And it was my introduction to CBD. Also, obviously, lived a stressful life. You know, we were talking about names earlier. A lot of people don't know equilibria is a real word. I have to reassure them it's a real word. It is actually the plural of equilibrium because no woman is ever balancing just one thing at a time, right? So yeah. I'm at that point, 2017, 30 years old. I'm not able to walk my dog. I'm not able to do normal things that a 30-year-old person who should be riding high after selling her company should be able to do. I was a little bit of a miserable mess. Newly married and just taking a hard look at my life. And I was lucky that a family member had actually given me some CBD. I am not, or I guess I am now, but I was not a cannabis person. It was not something that I'd ever really been into. You know, my husband, medical cannabis as a veteran has been really great for him. But, you know, he'd always said, you'll get there eventually. You'll get there eventually. So, of course, he has the last laugh now. But
so he they always right. do.
Yeah, they always do. He'll listen to this and he's going to have a good cackle. But yeah, my aunt actually gave me some luckily very good CBD. If it had not been, it was one of the only decent products that existed in 2017. And if it had not been a good one, maybe equilibrium would not exist because I had such a profound almost immediate outcome, which is not always super standard, I guess, in the space. It can definitely take a while for CBD to kick in. But anyway, for me, it was only a couple of days where I was really able to stand up straight and, you know, having a spinal injury from getting trapped under a kayak in a whirlpool. It was pretty amazing to be like, oh my God, I can move around again. I danced a ton. I used to teach Zumba, you know, when I was younger. So it was really amazing to have that. But, you know, moreover, you know, looking around and being like, oh my gosh, I don't feel depressed for the first time in my adult life is a weird thing to say aloud to yourself. You know, so that was a big thing for me. I, as an engineer, you know, really was like, wow, okay, there is something here. And why is nobody talking about this? Why is everyone so scared of it? So I dove in. It turned out that on the over-the-counter side of things, there were not a ton of good options. And there were a lot of really shady and really scary options. And then you had, you know, medical cannabis and CBD that you could get at a dispensary. So a friend of mine started a meetup at my husband's event venue that I started co-hosting with her. And that's where I wound up doing a lot of my foundational research for Equilibria. So all these women were coming in from all over the place. And I wound up doing, you know, they would ask for assistance. They'd be like, I don't know where to start. You know, what can I do? And so I prototype what's now known as our dosage support service by doing, you know, phone calls, video chats, et cetera. But I often talk about sort of this can't not do moment. So everyone who's listening to this, who's an entrepreneur, I mean, Equilibria is like company number 5 for me, number 31, if you count everything I've touched on from a, you know, from a consulting standpoint. And there's always a can't not do moment that comes with anything that's mission-based. So for this one, it was, you know, this moment where a woman who could have been my grandmother told me that she came because she felt like she was out of options. I could go much more morbid with that, but it was really scary to see because this happened every single month thereafter. I can put it this way, grandmas with scary thoughts, right? Yeah. And how many women are suffering and not talking about it? And so it was very clear from that research that women, you know, this is like 30 to 90 of this pool, were really struggling in a lot of different ways and they needed an option. So in looking at the fact that I had to often help them get a medical cannabis card and send them to a dispensary to get a good product, at the time when Coco and I met up, I was like, listen, like there's gotta be a better way to get like the, you know, won't get you high equivalent of medical cannabis, but over the counter. And I don't believe it's going to work if there isn't a human component involved. So that set off our brainstorm. There were some people actually who were at Soho House when we had that conversation. Someone called me the other day, actually was like, "Oh, I remember you and Coco just screaming loudly to each other." Soho
House, this idea. I mean, that was, I love that, that like fire in the belly moment, right? That yes. cannot do moment that, that Jenna, you've had, you know, that Marcy talks about, you know, that was the spark for us, was that conversation. And for me, Marcy had already been on this journey for a year at that point after her story. Yeah. And then hearing the story of, you know, these hundreds of women that she was helping in real life. So my journey began, my story began in that moment where I thought, oh my gosh, like Marcy's so brave. She didn't just say, "Oh, everything's great. I'm awesome. How are you?" It wasn't a surface level conversation. And this is one of the things that Marcy continues to inspire me with and our whole company culture with. Like, it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be open, and it's okay for everything to not be okay. Life is very complex. Women are balancing a lot, as Marcy says. Equilibria is the plural of equilibrium. What woman is balancing one thing at a time? I am, you know, at that point I had left the my acquiring company, but, you know, I've had been really on a very intense professional roller coaster, taking my first company all the way from idea to exit. I had two young kids at this point. You know, we as women are trying to show up as, you know, as friends, as community members, as mothers, as professionals. I also have a autoimmune condition that creates a lot of inflammation in my spine called ankylosing spondylitis. So I live with a chronic illness that if it were not for my biologic injectable drug, I take Enbrel, I wouldn't be able to walk either. So, you know, just the promise of a natural plant-based alternative or, you know, at least just something to help reduce the reliance on these medications, but that women could use for mental health, for emotional support, for mood regulation, for, you know, for physiological health, and just kind of almost in a preventative way when we think about inflammation and what that can do for our bodies. Cannabis is just a sort of a superpower known for its anti-inflammatory properties. I mean, I was just so inspired by, you know, all of the promise that that this very powerful plant could offer women. So it was at that point that we said, okay, there's a lot here. This is a mission. Equilibria is a mission-based company, but there are, at that time, we estimated 5,000 different CBD companies out there. We're not the only. Now, there's a lot of players out there that are not high quality. There's a tremendous amount of cutting corners, and we can talk about how you know if your CBD is good later. But we know we're not the only ones who are producing a high quality product. But we are doing that plus pairing that high quality, consistent clinical grade CBD with education. Personalized education, because what Jenna needs for her body is different than what Coco needs, which is different than what Marcy needs. Mm-hmm. It's age, it's metabolism, it's health goal, it's contraindication with the medications that you're on. It's, you know, desired outcome. Marcy mentioned outcomes earlier. We are laser focused on outcomes because we are a tech driven services company that happens to have one of the very best CBD products out there. And it's that marriage of all of those things coming together that is truly changing lives. And, you know, we're so lucky that we get to do every single day what Marcy experienced in real life with those women, you know, around the meetup group.
Having a company that's built on TMI. I was going to say, like, we sometimes joke that Equilibria was like founded on TMI, like people being vulnerable and being able to do all of that. But it's very rare for a tech company to also be owners in their supply chain, right? Like, I think we're really looking at a model that didn't exist and we said it had to exist.
One of the things that I love how you guys came together and that relationship that kind of reignited around like, what's the next thing? What's the next need? And also your personal experiences with it. Because I think, you know, a lot of times with products, if we're not passionate, if we don't really understand that transformation that can take place, there's no way that that passion is going to stay lit enough to keep us moving forward when we hit all of the hurdles and obstacles of creating a product-based business. And I'm going to, at the risk of sounding naive, because I will, I think DARE really did a number on me as a child, and I have never been high in my life. So when CBD came out, I remember my mother-in-law telling me about it because she had been having some joint pain. And I remember looking at my husband being like, babe, your mom is getting high every day. I did not understand the difference. And I'm sure that there are people listening, because I was honestly a very late adopter to CBD because I had all of these preconceived notions around, quote, you know, cannabis. So can you guys walk me through just kind of the basic, like, what is the difference? I know you've referenced it a bit, but I know there are people listening that are probably like, wait, are they talking about drugs on the podcast? Let's dive in.
Well, and that was a huge thing that came up in all of my initial research. It was like, you know, women saying like, I understand now that cannabis can be amazing for me, but I have no interest in getting high. So whether or not they've been high before, that was something that was, oh gosh, it came up every single time I was talking to someone. And so it was sort of this huge market that I felt like was being largely ignored. But CBD at its core, you know, is one molecular compound of the cannabis sativa plant. Our products are full spectrum, which means that they have a variety of different cannabinoids. So CBD, CBC, CBN, et cetera, and a tiny amount of THC. So the legal difference between hemp and what we know as marijuana is that hemp is 0.3% THC or less, legally classified. Altogether, they are cannabis. So if you hear someone say cannabis, they could be talking about hemp-based CBD. They could be talking about, you know, a marijuana or a weed product. But it is the same plant, just bred in two different ways. So our products, you could drink an entire bottle of Daily Drops and you won't get high, which is great because most women are not looking for that. So what CBD really does in your body is modulate what's known as the endocannabinoid systems, or otherwise known as the ECS. The ECS is sort of like your master puppeteer system that can affect all the other systems in your body. So such as your reproductive system, various parts of your nervous system. Like I was struggling with sleep apnea when I first got into cannabis, and it was really helpful to regulate my autonomic nervous system using CBD as well. So that sort of master system effect, and no one can see my hand motions here, but in high school, you all remember in biology that they taught you about homeostasis. So I always make this like wiggly hand motion. Homeostasis is the state of balance. And every mammal is constantly trying to find that and hold on to it and preserve it. And for a lot of women, especially as we mature, as we age, homeostasis is just like this wild roller coaster ride. And what we're trying to do here is use cannabinoids to get homeostasis back to like this nice baseline where you're feeling kind of balanced. And what you're doing then is you're actually helping your system, you're replacing compounds that your body actually makes. We actually make our own cannabinoids. Not a lot of people know that. So they're not called CBD or CBG or anything, but we make our own. And what we do with these ones from a plant is we're basically replacing our inability to make enough of our own and supplant and regulate that system. So you're really helping to augment an existing system instead of just putting a Band-Aid on it. This is about root cause, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh no, this is so fascinating. My sister just got her doctorate in integrative health. And so I feel like I'm always like, teach me, what are you learning? How, you know, and learning about these impacts on women specifically is just absolutely fascinating to me, which brings me to my next question is, why did you decide early on to focus on and tailor your product to women? I mean, the packaging is beautiful. We all know we love a good gold packaging. My husband tries to steal it, but I tell him it's only formulated for women just to really keep him off of mine. But walk me through that important decision.
So we get this question all the time, and it's a great question because of course, as Marcy was just sharing, you know, all humans, all mammals really with a vertebra have this endocannabinoid system. So it is CBD and other cannabinoids are highly efficacious for men, for pets, for really, you know, anyone. But there are a couple reasons why we knew that we had to focus on women. First of all, you know, we talked about this a little bit, but women just have a lot going on, right? And Marcy and I have a real just empathy in our hearts. Like, this is a mission-driven company. We are 98% women operated. We are women, 100% women led. You know, a lot of our investors and the majority of our board are women. Like, we believe in supporting and advocating for women. We walk the walk. We don't just talk the talk. So this is passion and mission for us. And when we look at women, you know, it's not just hormonal health. Marcy mentioned the endocrine system, which is one of the many systems that CBD helps to regulate. So we're not just talking about periods and menopause, but hold on, periods and menopause. Okay. So like, that's pretty freaking big. And then all of the like life events and stages and cycles that surround that. But it's more than that also. It is autoimmune. It's osteoporosis. It's, you know, all of these phases of life, you know, where we are trying to balance a lot and our life changes and no woman's life is ever static. So we just really have an affinity for our customer. We know her, we are her, and the fact that this product can help her so much, CBD balances, and women's bodies are often out of balance. I mean, that's kind of, that product market fit is really sort of A+. And so for us, that was a great, you know, kind of fulcrum around which we could build everything else. So that's kind of the first part. The second part is that focusing on women allows us to prioritize R&D initiatives, which are really just for her. So we'll be launching some breakthrough industry first vaginal suppository products coming out later this fall. And, you know, that's really important and, you know, kind of critical for us and meaningful for us, impactful for us, that we could, you know, leverage our own body's anatomy to intake this highly powerful, you know, plant-based therapy in really the most efficient way. So that's just one example. Bath and Body and other, you know, female-focused lines that we have are also, we are able to talk to her. We have a group of thousands of EQ members across the country called EQ First Look that help us to test and pilot some of the innovations that we're working on. And so our focus in target audience has really allowed us to focus our innovation efforts in, we think, a very, you know, beneficial way.
Really from the beginning though, I mean, Coco, it was probably in the right when we started, I was like, by the way, we're going to make a product for vaginas. And you were like, okay.
Okay.
And we did it. And it took a long time to do it. And it will be, you know, can't give all the details right now, but it will be the first of its kind in the entire cannabis industry, not just on the CBD side of things. And it will allow women who previously found that oral CBD didn't go very well with their medications, it will completely remove that as a potential issue, in addition to being really great for the thing that otherwise plagues me in my life, known as cramps. And other fun things like that. But seriously, as we, you know, different things happen in our life, like environmental things. So having a baby, losing a loved one, growing older, all these things take just huge tolls of stress on our body. And I mentioned as we age, in particular, we lose our ability to produce our own endocannabinoids, and becoming, you know, endocannabinoid deficient feels really terrible. And guess what? If you get a hysterectomy, you've lost a ton of your endocannabinoid receptors. It'll be almost impossible to get back to homeostasis without some sort of help. Like, it's really, this is such a big thing that we wish that research had, you know, revealed obviously many years sooner. But I think cannabis is the key to women's satisfaction and ability to deal with stress in modern life moving forward in perpetuity.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads.
A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply.
I just wanted to add one more reason that we are so really kind of honored to have this focus and to just focus Equilibria around women. We've talked about how CBD and women are the perfect pair. We've talked about how this allows us to focus on innovation that's just for her and her results and her life. And then finally is the community that we can build for each other. It's a community for women, by women, where just as Marcy was saying about our life stages and all that we're going through, it's a safe place. Our members and our members only Facebook group, they share. They share with each other about what's going on in their lives and how this is helping them. And it's so incredibly gratifying for us. We don't need to, you know, be the arbiter of that conversation or guide the conversation. We are so just honored to create a space for it. You know, every single woman at Equilibria has a dosage specialist, her own real life human that is there to speak with her. Most of our members do one-on-one consultations to figure out how this is working in her body, where she should start, how she should continue to use it over and over again every single day, because daily use is really critical to get the most out of it. So community is just sort of a third theme that I wanted to put out there. Our dosage specialists holding up space and being there for our members, and then members actually starting to do that with each other.
It's so amazing how, one, you saw like a need, which was a need in terms of pain relief in your own life, then in turn, you know, created the connection with each other, then went on to create a product, keeping it like mission focused, and then going on to create a community. It's incredible, because I think a lot of times entrepreneurs, you know, have this vision or this desire to create a product, and they think, you know, once you ship the product, it's done, right? Like it's like shipping is the goal. But I think that what I appreciate so much about this conversation is that connection that you're desiring for your members, but also this really goal-focused, driven by results as the outcome. And I mean, honestly, it's also just really smart, because the better results you can get for your customers, the more likely they are to keep coming back, but also the more likely they are to come back with friends. And so it's just incredible to kind of see this like full circle, how you guys took this and created something so much bigger than just the product.
We often say we're in the business of changing lives. And if you told me that's something that would come out of my mouth all the time 5 years ago, I would have been like, what? But it's so important, and it's totally what gets us out of bed every single day. And it does lead to a kind of natural growth of the business model, because if something works for you, then you're more likely to, you know, help spread the gospel of it to your friends and family. And there's still a taboo. Like my research revealed that there's, you know, and even our MPS score that we keep tabs on reveals that there are a lot of people who are so, like, they love our products and they're so passionate, but it's hard to talk to their friends and family about it because it's still taboo in so many circumstances. And so we're trying to figure out how can we make sure that people are getting the education that they need and that they feel comfortable, you know, reaching out to their mother who maybe grew up in a generation that was really, really anti-cannabis and talking to her about it. I mean, both Coco's mother and my mother like have profound outcomes from taking CBD. And as we mentioned, like basically the more mature you are, the faster and better our products work for you because you're endocannabinoid deficient, right? And so getting to postmenopausal women in particular was the biggest outcome of my research. We have to find them. We have to find these women and help them understand that there's something, there's a better life for them out there. Their quality of life matters, and we can actually do something about it if they will just be open to trying something new.
Yeah, I love that. And my mom had an accident last year. It was a freak accident, and it ended up crushing both of her feet. And she was in a wheelchair for weeks and weeks and weeks, and she still has pain. And CBD was something that both me and my sister introduced to her in her healing journey. And it is interesting because just as I myself had to do the research and understand and separate what I learned as a child about, you know, drugs versus what this natural healing agent is, it's interesting to see how big that education piece is. Can you talk to me a little bit about, you know, how you go about the education with your product? Because, you know, we've talked about the dosing experts and that side of things, but a lot of people miss that introductory step of people just first becoming aware of your product or your industry, but second, being confident enough to become a customer. What do you guys do in terms of that education piece? Because I think any product-based business owner listening could do a better job on that front end, helping people to feel confident as a buyer.
That's such a tough one. I mean, I think something we recently rolled out that we're really passionate about, that's always been core to our mission, is sort of the concept of personalization. So, you know, all of us having different needs here. I mean, literally the three of us could have the exact same products at home, but our like routines might be different because our health goals are different and our bodies are different, right? So we've been rolling out some digital experiences around that. The first idea being that a woman is likely to have a better outcome and sooner if we can match her with the right products and the right actual routine instructions. So if you think about it, we're sitting on 2 years of data that tell us, you know, when someone's first starting out, these products are going to be the best fit for these health goals. And based on other factors, these are the instructions that they need to start with to sort of, you know, get into it, and then working with a dosage specialist to further fine tune from there. So our quiz, first version of that, rolled out very recently. By the time this airs, so probably be an even more amazing version of it. And after you purchase, you actually do get a routine that is just for you. It would say, Jenna, based on what you've told us, this is how we think you need to start today with these products. And so further diving into that, how can we put all of our amazing data to use is something that, you know, will probably be the next 18 months of my life. And so, you know, for anyone who's listening who is a product entrepreneur, you know, in your business, it might just be a product finder. For us, obviously, there are a lot of more complicating factors because, you know, someone who's coming to us for sleep, it's different than if they're coming to us because they're having panic attacks, right? So we have to account for that.
I think, you know, that's, we're really focused, as Marcy's saying, on matching each of our members with the right physical products in our assortment through a tailored digital journey. And then also providing this services layer to them where, you know, really whenever they need it, they have a person who is their dosage specialist who can help them fine tune and tweak and evolve the journey. But, you know, one thing that's all like after we've captured the member and she's in our ecosystem or she's made the decision already to purchase. We are also really mindful of the consideration phase. And, you know, like we've talked about in this conversation today, like how much just under education there is, how much noise there is, how many marketers are spinning stories of CBD as an ingredient that like, it's just fairy dust in skincare. I mean, who cares, right? It's like stalk and stem extract. Guess what? That is not therapy. That is not medicine. So there's just like, there's a lot of confusion out there. And so I think what we've tried to do at the very beginning of our relationship with someone, when they're learning about Equilibrium, they're learning about CBD, is to identify where are the main, kind of, what are the pillars of obstacles or of questions that we need to help unpack before someone's willing to take it, to say yes and to try. Yeah. And then we are really dedicated in terms of content creation, blog writing. We have a network of folks who are experts. They work with us in medical advisory components, in medical advisory ways, consultative ways. Basically, we have a list of people who we're going to say, hey, you know, our audience has questions about this. Can you help us answer it? Hey, this new study came out. Can you help us answer it? Right. So whatever the questions are that we need to answer, we're just dedicated to through our blog mostly, and then all of our, you know, channels distributing, you know, content that people want to answers to. For example, how do you know your CBD is high quality? So we have a whole host of articles about what it means. I mean, there's so much here. What's the difference between full spectrum and isolate? How do you know, like, where the genetics come from? What are the importance of genetics? We happen to think they're extremely important, and that, you know, biomass that's just ground up in a mill somewhere and extracted, you know, it can be really low quality. What was in that field? Do you know where it came from? I mean, hemp was used for millennia, both for the textile industry as well as a mitigant in between crop cycles in agriculture. So it's very chain of custody. Knowing where your CBD has been from the beginning is a really important piece to quality that we try to unpack and just shine a light on, you know, for all of our customers to see, hey, here's our farm. Here's our genetics program. We hand harvest every single bit of the flower because the flower is where the cannabinoids and the terpenes, which are the therapeutic agents that can really help, that's where they live. They're not in the stalks or the stems or the quote unquote aerial parts. It's in the flower. So we hand harvest the flower only, and then are testing every single step of the way. Yes, of course, our product is third party tested, but that's just the beginning. We're testing every single part of the processing journey to make sure that our batch to batch consistency is there and that we're just delivering the highest clinical grade product we can. So that was way too much detail, I know, but people have a lot of questions about where CBD comes from, how you know it's good, and supply chain. So we try to unpack that. Then people have a lot of questions about how it works in the body. Marcy's already talked a lot about the endocannabinoid system, the science. We think that's really important. You should ask questions. It's really bizarre that there is this plant alternative that can help you address questions of relief and rest and stress. I mean, that sounds a lot like snake oil to me, unless you understand the science. And only when you understand the way that the ECS works can you say, oh, that's actually totally credible and makes sense that something can have so many benefits because it's working at the systemic layer. So supply chain, how it works in the body, the importance of daily, why do you need to take it daily? This is not Western medicine. You do not take it reactively. You take it proactively to kind of bolster this ECS as we were talking about. And daily use is just essential. You know, you don't take biotin once and have mermaid hair. You got
to even in another Western medicine version of that would be birth control. You can't just randomly take birth control and expect the results that you were looking for, right? So this is actually, that's recently what I've been using is the most similar case that, like, you're trying to achieve a certain level of this compound in your body and keep it there and then modulate it over time based on what happens. We actually find that over time, you actually might need less CBD. This is not a thing where you have to just keep taking more and more and more to see the same effect. For many, they actually can go down in dose after a certain amount of time, which is a pretty profound thing. But if you're putting something in your body every single day and it can do these amazing things for you that are quite serious, and you really do need to care about where it came from. So to Coco's earlier point, like, I know that buying corn from the farmer's market is really appealing because it's fresh and hopefully it's organic, but don't buy your CBD from a farmer's market because it might be filled with heavy metals, and really terrible things happen when you consume things filled with heavy metals. So how do we get folks to understand that they need to take this really seriously, like they would a pharmaceutical substance, in terms of quality control?
Education.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you guys ever like wake up and think, I never in a million years thought I would become an expert in this? Like, do you ever have that moment like, wait, what?
Every day. The best part is my friends from high school on Facebook who send me messages.
Yeah, they're like, wait, what?
They're like, Marcy, do you work on weed now? What's happening? You didn't drink in high school. And I'm like, well, here we are.
It's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. But one moment for those who are kind of did grow up with the DARE programs and are really scared of THC in particular, I want to give this one little shout out, not saying you have to try it, but just as something that's a little comforting for people. Cannabinoids cannot hijack your motor cortex. And what that means is that you cannot overdose on THC. It is physically impossible. unlike opiates and very serious drugs that can put you in the ER because you stop breathing. That's what happens when your motor cortex has been taken over. THC and other cannabinoids are not able to do that. So just in terms of dispelling various drug rumors, you can have a bad experience on THC. Sure, people eating too much of an edible, something like that, that's a common thing. But you don't need to be scared of it in the same way that you should be of opiates. I just want to always clear that up.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's so interesting because prior to becoming pregnant, Equilibria was just a part of my daily routine. And it was so amazing for me. The biggest thing was to help with sleep. I am a busy-minded person, as most entrepreneurs are, and, you know, juggling motherhood and trying to rest and business and all of these things. Can you walk me through just some of the challenges that entrepreneurs face that might benefit from CBD use?
Yeah, and Jenna, I mean, I think you hit on a lot of them, right? I echo everything that you just shared and really struggle with that personally, is just, you know, calming my mind and being truly, I think I am a present person, but kind of somewhere in the back of my mind, things are always racing. And it's a constant struggle to turn that off and to really focus on what's in front of me, whether it's my family or being present in the moment with friends, or, you know, the most important big strategic initiatives at work. That sort of to-do list, checking the tactical stuff off, is just always there. So this was one of the biggest benefits to me as an entrepreneur whose mind is constantly racing of CBD. I noticed when I first started taking it, first couple of days, didn't notice a thing. By day three or day four, I noticed that my quality of rest was improved. But by the way, I thought I was a pretty good sleeper. I am a pretty good sleeper. I love to sleep. Yet, but I was even like deeper into sleep, which was amazing. By a full week in, this is when I started to notice that my mind was just more even, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I was more even. I wasn't freaking out about a to-do list item that was undone or something that was totally out of my control. I just had a greater sense of like acceptance that things were not going to be perfect, because nothing in startup life is ever perfect. One of my favorite advisors once told me to, you know, always try to ride the highs a little lower and the lows a little higher. Because, you know, when you're on a high, unfortunately, there will be a low. And it's just about balancing that all out. And CBD has helped me do that. It has helped me find that middle place and just stay there more comfortably, to give you kind of more stamina and more runway to keep going.
I love that. And I'd love to further underscore just on sleep. I know that this, for anyone who has young kids who's listening to this, I know this is such a hard thing to say, like, you need more sleep, you need better quality sleep. That almost can feel patronizing. And I totally, it's not at all how I mean it. But as someone who, you know, one in four women have sleep apnea and don't know it, so I am one of those people who learned just how much not sleeping correctly was affecting me. The cheapest Fitbit can actually tell you, you know, how much deep sleep, REM sleep, et cetera, that you're getting. And I think it's important to take a look at that. If you start using CBD, see what happens to your data over time. Like Maya, who runs Remember Education team, would always say, like, journal, journal, journal as you're diving into this. But sleep, just improving your sleep alone will have such an incredible benefit for the rest of your life and entrepreneurship and everything that you're doing. I joke a little bit, and I can say this as someone who was once diagnosed bipolar, that every entrepreneur has got a little manic, right? We are like, oh my gosh, this idea, this whatever. But like having a good centered approach to that, to still be able to feel that energy, but in a more productive way. I just personally believe that sleep is really foundational to that, and cannabis can really help with it.
Incredible. Ladies, this was amazing. It was educational. It was formative. It was inspiring. It was awesome. Where can everybody find you, connect with you, learn more about your products, maybe get in touch with a dosage specialist or ask questions? Give us all the details.
I don't want it to end, but Equilibria, you can find online. The best way to connect with us is at our website, which is myeq.com. And on myeq.com, you can go through our quiz to find the products that are right for you to start, and or you can just select from one of our most popular health focused collections. So you'll find somewhere to begin. And then after you receive your products, we're actually tracking that in the background. So the minute they arrive, your personal dosage specialist will reach out. You can select text or email, whatever you prefer, and just, you know, let you know that she's there for you. And after you start taking it for the first few days, she'll be in touch to schedule a dosage consultation. So that's what your first couple of weeks will look like with us. And we would love to offer Gold Digger listeners just a little something to get started. So we have a code for you. You can use Gold Digger code and you'll receive 20% off, as well as we have a new product that we're so excited about, which is a very fast acting calming melt. It's called our Rapid Calming Melt. We worked with a biotech firm in Colorado on this one. It's really exciting technology, but the cannabinoids release really quickly. You hold it under your tongue. So thought that the Gold Digger audience would really love to, you know, have a little sample. So while supplies last, you'll get a free sample when you use the Gold Digger code plus 20% off your first order.
Amazing. Coco, Marcy, this was awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show and just sharing so much insightful information. I'm like so excited to not be pregnant any longer so I can get back on my EQ routine. And I'm just really, really thankful that you guys followed that calling and continued to just build something that is built for women, by women, and a solution that so many of us might not have looked to in the past that we can now turn to for our future. Any parting words, Marcy?
Oh my gosh, just thanks for having us. And I really want to encourage everyone who's listening, if you have questions about all of this, like we are, you know, we've got a contact form, and very almost immediately you'll hear back from a member of the dosage support team that can walk through, you know, if you're worried about taking your meds with CBD, which are probably fine, but we can check them for you. We have, you know, a pharmacy team as well. And just any question, please don't hold back. I think that's one of the things that I've noticed the most with all of this, is that there's lots of questions that people are not asking. Please reach out to us and ask questions, even if you're not going to buy anything. If you want to know about this and you're just like so scared or so curious or whatever it is, please ask the questions. It's okay to ask questions, and it's okay to try something new.
Incredible. Again, that's myeq.com, and you can use the code GOLDDIGGER. Thank you, ladies, so much. And I hope all of our listeners enjoyed today's episode. My goodness, this episode was so enlightening. And one thing that I've learned so much over the past years is in doing that research, in the science of understanding and knowing our bodies and its systems, we can become confident in our decisions, in what we put on and in our body. And I just love Coco and Marcy's story of discovery for themselves, and then action and education and community, and all of the aspects that surround this incredible female-founded, female-supported brand. I know I was really leery when it came to CBD, mostly because of my misunderstanding of what it is and what it does. But today's episode really encouraged me to continue seeking out information and to continue learning about our bodies and how we can support them, not just as women, but as busy entrepreneurs who are wearing a lot of hats. I sincerely hope today's episode inspired you. Again, if you want information or if you have questions, head to myeq.com and don't forget about the 20% discount using the code GOLDDIGGER. I'm so honored that they decided to extend that to our audience and just so, so fascinated by this conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.